بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وقال فرعون ذروني أقتل موسى وليدع ربه إني أخاف أن يبدل دينكم أو أن يظهر في الأرض الفساد.
Verse number 26. Pharaoh said, "Leave me to kill Musa, as a punishment for him, and let him call upon his Lord to save him from me. I do not care if he calls upon his Lord. I fear he will change your religion, which you follow, or corruption will appear in earth by killing and destruction."
وقال موسى إني عذت بربي وربكم من كل متكبر لا يؤمن بيوم الحساب.
Verse number 27. Musa, peace be upon him, said, "I have sought the protection of my Lord and your Lord against every person who is arrogant to accepting and having faith in the truth, not believing in the resurrection, accounting and punishment."
وقال رجل مؤمن من آل فرعون يكتم إيمانه أتقتلون رجلا أن يقول ربي الله أتقتلون رجلا أن يقول ربي الله وقد جاءكم بالبينات من ربكم وإن يك كاذبا فعليه كذبه وإن يك صادقا يصبكم بعض الذي يعدكم إن الله لا يهدي من هو مسرف كذاب.
Verse number 28. A believing man from the family of Pharaoh, who was hiding his faith from his people, said, criticizing them for deciding to kill Musa, "Are you going to kill a man without any crime?" Besides him saying, "My Lord is Allah," despite the fact he brought you miracles and proved to show the truthfulness of his claim to be a messenger from his Lord? If he really is a liar, his lying will turn against him. But if he is truthful, some of the punishment he is promising will quickly befall you. Allah does not guide to the truth one who trespasses his limits and who lies against Allah and his messengers.
يا قوم لكم الملك اليوم ظاهرين في الأرض فمن ينصرنا من بأس الله إن جاءنا قال فرعون ما أريكم إلا ما أرى وما أهديكم إلا سبيل الرشاد.
Verse number 29. O people, for you is the kingdom today, dominating in the land of Egypt. So who will save us from Allah's punishment if it comes to us due to killing Musa? Pharaoh said, "The opinion is my opinion, and the judgment is my judgment. And I have decided to kill Musa to remove evil and corruption. I only guide you to what is right and correct."
وقال الذي آمن يا قوم إني أخاف عليكم مثل يوم الأحزاب.
Verse number 30. And the one who brought faith said, advising his people, "I fear for you if you kill Musa unjustly and oppressively, a punishment like the punishment of the groups that united against the prophets previously, then Allah destroyed them."
مثل دأب قوم نوح وعاد وثمود والذين من بعدهم وما الله يريد ظلما للعباد.
Verse number 31. Like those who disbelieved and denied the messengers, such as the people of Nuh, Ad, Thamud, and those who came after them, Allah destroyed them, due to their disbelief and denial of their messengers. And Allah does not intend to oppress the servants. He only punishes them due to their sins.
وَيَا قَوْمِ إِنِّي أَخَافُ عَلَيْكُمْ يَوْمَ التَّنَادِ.
Verse number 32. O people, I fear for you the day of judgment, that day when people will call one another, calling their relatives or those of status, thinking that they can benefit them in this frightening place.
يوم تولون مدبرين ما لكم من الله من عاصم ومن يضلل الله فما له من هاد.
Verse number 33. The day you will turn away, running out of fear from the fire, you will not have any protector to protect you from Allah's punishment. Whomever Allah abandons and does not place faith in his heart, then there is no one who can guide him. Beneficial points. 1. Fir'aun's heresy. 2. The believer seeks refuge in his Lord to protect him from the plot of his enemies. 3. The permissibility of hiding one's faith due to a predominant interest or to ward off harm. 4. Presenting advice to people is a quality of the believers.
وَلَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ يُوسُفُ مِنْ قَبْلُ بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ فَمَا زِلْتُمْ فِي شَكٍّ مِمَّا جَاءَكُمْ بِهِ حتى إذا هلك قلتم لن يبعث الله من بعده رسولا كذلك يضل الله من هو مسرف مرتاب.
Verse number 34. Yusuf came to you before Musa with clear proof for the oneness of Allah, but you remained in doubt and denial of what he brought. Until when he died, you increased in doubt and uncertainty, and you said, Allah will never send a messenger after him. Just as you misguided from the truth, Allah leads astray every person who trespasses the limits of Allah and doubts his oneness.
الذين يجادلون في آيات الله بغير سلطان أتاهم كبر مقتا عند الله وعند الذين آمنوا كذلك يطبع الله على كل قلب متكبر جبار.
Verse number 35. Those who argue about the verses of Allah, to refute them, without any proof or evidence that has come to them. Their argument is greatly hated in the eyes of Allah, and in the eyes of those who brought faith in Allah and His messengers. Just as Allah sealed the hearts of these who argue about our verses, to refute them, Allah seals the hearts of every person who is arrogant to the truth and tyrannical. Thus he does not find the path to what is right, nor is he guided to good.
وقال فرعون يا هامان ابن لي صرحا لعلي أبلغ الأسباب.
Verse number 36. Fir'aun said to his minister Haman, O Haman, build for me a high building in the hope I can reach the paths.
أسباب السماوات فأطلع إلى إله موسى وإني لأظنه كاذبا وكذلك زين لفرعون سوء عمله وصد عن السبيل وما كيد فرعون إلا في تباب.
Verse number 37. In the hope I can reach the paths which lead to the skies, so I can see the God of Musa that he claims is the true God. and I believe Musa is lying in what he claims. And in this way, Fir'aun's bad deeds were adorned for him when he made his request to Haman, and he was turned from the true path to the path of misguidance. And the plot of Fir'aun to make the falsehood he believed dominant and to refute the truth Musa brought is in complete loss. It will be a vain attempt, ending in failure and eternal wretchedness.
وقال الذي آمن يا قوم اتبعوني أهدكم سبيل الرشاد.
Verse number 38. The man who believed from the family of Fir'aun said, advising his people and guiding them to the true path, O people, follow me. I shall show you and guide you to the correct path and guidance to the truth.
يا قوم إنما هذه الحياة الدنيا متاع وإن الآخرة هي دار القرار.
Verse number 39. O people, this worldly life is only an enjoyment of temporary pleasures, so let it not deceive you with the short-lived enjoyment it contains. The abode of the hereafter, with the everlasting pleasure it contains, is the abode of permanence and residence. So work for it by obeying Allah, and be wary of becoming preoccupied from acting for it due to your worldly life.
من عمل سيئة فلا يجزى إلا مثلها ومن عمل صالحا من ذكر أو أنثى وهو مؤمن فأولئك يدخلون الجنة يرزقون فيها بغير حساب.
Verse number 40. Whoever does a bad action, he will never be rewarded except with the like of what he did, without punishment being added to it. And whoever does a good action, seeking Allah's pleasure through it, whether the doer is male or female, provided he is a believer in Allah and His messengers, will enter paradise on the Day of Judgment. Allah will grant them provision through what He has placed in it of fruits and the everlasting pleasure, which will never end, without account. Beneficial points. 1. Arguing to refute the truth and establish falsehood is a bad characteristic among the characteristics of the misguided. 2. Pride prevents one from being guided to the truth. 3. The truth will always remain, and any plot of the disbeliever to change it will fail. 4. The necessity of preparing for the hereafter and not being preoccupied from it due to the world.